G'day, Liam.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Going well. Looking forward to the weekend. Not a bad weekend to be out in the water, eh? By the looks of things, and things might get better for us.
Yeah, it looks okay. Like, today is beautiful. Absolute glass out this morning. Would have loved to have been out there myself, but unfortunately some of us have got to work. Saturday, sort of 10 knots, 12 knots all day Saturday, and then gets better Sunday, down below 10, and then looks like it's pretty good at the moment for the rest of the week. Coming into the new moon later in the week, really good tides to get out fishing during the week if you can get the opportunity to go offshore.
Whereabouts, mate?
Mate, if it's me and I'm going in the middle of the week, I'm going out chasing emperor in the deep water. Build up to the new moon. One of my favourite moons for chasing red emperor. So I'll be fishing that deeper water, sort of 50, 60 metres. If you don't have that opportunity and you want to get out this time of year, the likes of masthead and rockcod shoals will be fishing really well on those tides too.
Okay, what would you be using, mate, for bait?
Well, if I'm chasing reds, I'll be using fresh local squid if I can get my hands on it, which at the moment, luckily I can. And then normally after that, I'll catch a few husser or something and use whole husser fillets.
All right.
Big baits for big fish when you're fishing for reds.
What else is around, mate?
Got some really good reports of grunner throughout the week. Down Turkey Beach Way, just fishing the mangrove edges, shallow water. Plenty of good-sized grunner, couple through the calliope as well, which is good. I tell you what has shown its head around this past week is the saltwater barramundi, which is good. Heard quite a few people catching some good fish through the Calliope River, harbour, up through the Narrows. It's all been fishing really well.
It looks like a great weekend to be out in the water. What about inshore, mate, if people want to fish off the beaches or...
The jetty down at Turkey Beach has been fishing really well. I mentioned before about the grunner. I had a customer in last 2 or 3 days ago. And he said he got 5 or 6 really big grunner off the jetty at Turkey Beach. It's a bit of a drive down the highway, but it's probably worth it, eh? You get some really good fish down there. Other than that, you know, the mouth of Tallulah Bends, the lilies, if you've got a four-wheel drive, you're going to get some whiting, your chance of salmon and that sort of stuff off the beach down there. Plenty of options.
Mate, you mentioned jetties, and this is something we used to do when we were kids. When we ran out of bait, used to fish off the jetty back home. And if we knew there was grunter or trevally around, we used to have bits of balloon. And rip it into little strips. We put that on a hook and we'd throw it over and we'd drop it down, let it hit the bottom, and then we'd race it back up. And they used to see the flash of the colour of the balloon and jump onto the hook.
Well, mate, touch wood. We don't have to go to those extremes anymore.
It worked.
There, I got no doubt. I've caught barra on a bit of red rag and a hook.
Yeah.
On the way up to Stanage Bay one time, yeah. Lures are cheap enough now that you can buy a packet of cheap lures that are going to do the same thing.
All right, mate. Thank you very much. Down at Complete Angler, down at Gladstone Harbour, you open every day too, mate, eh?
Yeah, mate, open all weekend. You might even be a chance of catching the old boy if you pop in. He hadn't been here for about 15 days, but anyway.
Oh, he was out on a trip to the reef, Swains, wasn't he?
Yeah, mate, he got fortunate enough to jump on a trip with Wilson Fishing and go out to Swains for 10 days. Got back yesterday.
Did he bring you back a feed?
You'd think so, but he hasn't mentioned anything.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, mate. Thank you. Have a ripper weekend.
All right, mate. You too. Cheers, eh?
There's Liam from Complete Angler on 4CC.